Japan announced that its GDP, gross domestic product, dropped at an annual pace of 12.7% in the last quarter of 2008. It is an enormous drop and is just one of the issues on the agenda of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who arrived in Tokyo today on a trip to Asia, which is both an indicator of just how much the U.S. and Asia have at stake in this economic downturn and how much Asia is a priority for the new Obama administration. Joining us from London, from the BBC, our partner Jonathan Marcus, BBC diplomatic correspondent. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Not at all. Thank you.
So first off, this Japan GDP number, I suppose, is not an enormous surprise, but what a demoralizing statistic as Hillary Clinton arrives in Tokyo.
Well, it's a hugely demoralizing statistic, and it really underscores the fact that obviously Asia and the West are locked together in this economic embrace, both being buffeted by the economic storms. And I think whilst the economy isn't perhaps the central issue for the Secretary of State, I think the Japanese will be looking for some reassurance from the Americans on the diplomatic front that their relationship with Washington won't simply be overshadowed by this much more fundamental relationship and with China, which is obviously going to be the last port of call on the Secretary of State's trip.
Well, and there was a signal of some reassurance, it seems to me, to China. Hillary Clinton talking about global warming being an opportunity for economic cooperation. She's going to visit some clean energy facility in Beijing. It seems as though the normal kind of human rights dialogue that has always been in a very sort of contentious back and forth between the U.S. and China is not the first order of business for Hillary Clinton, or am I wrong?
Well, I think she's still going to look at those issues, but I think what we are going to see is a rebalancing of the relationship with China. I think a fresh start. I think some of the ambivalence of the Bush years, the concerns about China, is it a partner or is it a potential rival? Certainly from what we've heard from Hillary Clinton over recent days, she sees China decidedly as a partner. It's clear that China is fast becoming the indispensable nation, if you want to call it that, a term that was often has been used about the United States. But if you look at all the vital transnational issues, the economy, dealing with proliferation, crucially global warming, it's clear that China, other countries in Asia as well, of course, but China is really the crucial player with a seat on the Security Council, this vast economy, despite some recent problems, it's going to be growing hugely in the future. And so China and the United States are locked together on a whole range of issues, and it's that partnership that the Secretary of State wants to pursue.
Well, cooperation certainly takes center stage, Jonathan Marcus. There's also a visit to Indonesia and Korea, where North Korea will be an issue. We'll be checking with you later in the week as that develops. Jonathan Marcus, of course, BBC diplomatic correspondent, our partner, the BBC. He spoke with us from London at Bush House there in London.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.